Please sit down. I'm a bit slow. Well, I am a bit slow, but I am a bit slow to catch on to new technology. But there was a big moment not many years ago when I for the first time really liked the invention of Skype, or in my version, FaceTime. You know, the thing where you can ring up and not only talk to somebody, hear their voice, but you can see their face as well. So when my son Alex went to Bolivia for 3 months, just left home, I thought I wouldn't really hear much from him. He was going to an isolated country on the other side of the world. And in the old days, it would have been very hard to communicate, but not this time. He just went to a local cafe round the corner from where he lived, which had Wi-Fi. One button on his phone, my phone was ringing, and in no time, there on my phone was his voice and his face. And if you want to communicate with somebody, then their face and their voice is enough. It's plenty. It's sufficient, isn't it? Jesus provided exactly that between us humans and God. That first reading, John chapter 1, describes Jesus as the Word. He's the message, the voice of God, because he is God. And God may be our Father in heaven, and God may seem a bit distant sometimes, but he's not distant, because Jesus has come to earth to be among us. Jesus is the voice of God, because what Jesus says is God's message, because Jesus is God. Communication between God and humans has been made clear, thanks to Jesus being born as a human on this earth, the Word made flesh. It's true, isn't it? If you want to communicate with someone well, then their face and their voice is enough. It's plenty. And Jesus has provided exactly that between us humans and God. The second reading, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and following, describes Jesus being the face of God. What does it say? He is the image, exact imprint of the invisible God. God may be invisible and seem far away on the throne of heaven, but Jesus is the exact image, the exact imprint of the invisible God. He is the face. He walked this earth and people recognized him, knew him. There are eyewitnesses of what he did, what he said. All we need to know God is in here, because Jesus came to this earth and Jesus is God's face and voice, the exact image of God. That's Jesus. So if we want to know God, we have only to know Jesus. Do you want to know God? He wants to know you. That's why Jesus came at the first Christmas. He made you and he loves you and he wants you to be his children. Not estranged children, but children who are close. Children who talk and argue and love and obey and worship their heavenly Father. Because not just any old parent, he is God. That's why Jesus came. He wants you to know him. By hearing his voice, acknowledging his face to be the face of God. The Bible passage in Colossians 1 goes on to explain this makes sense because Jesus is fully God. Verse 19 says, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." So all we need to know about God, we can know through Jesus. Don't need to know anything else. He's shown himself fully in Jesus. Do you want to know God? Then set yourself to seek and know Jesus. Do you want to know God? God wants to know you. That's why he came to earth in person that first Christmas time. here at St. George's, we'd love to help you. Know God. Know God better. And if you'd like that, then why don't you have a look at your notice sheet? The little green notice sheet. Should have been given one on the way in. And open it out. In the middle panel, on the inside, different ways you might want to find help to know God. We'd like to help you. Why don't you just, maybe fill that in before you leave and give the sheet to me on the door. I'd be glad to follow it up in the new year and see if we can help then. And don't think that God's far away. Don't think that you can ignore God or keep him at arm's length. He has come. Christmas reminds us God wants clear communication and a close relationship, which is what we can have because Jesus is his voice and his face. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you want to know us. Please give us hearts, minds, wills to know you. Amen.
Well, thanks, Rob. We've been looking at the creed and what we believe. We're going to say part of the Athanasian Creed. So let's stand. It's on the service sheet that you received on the way in the middle pages on the right there. So let's stand. And if you would respond in the bold, that would be good. So we proclaim the Christian faith in the incarnation of Jesus together. We believe and declare that our Lord Jesus